were any evacuees billeted with your neighbours?
Well, next door neighbour, yes. I can remember, I suppose my young sister must have been about, I'm sure it's after she was born, she probably about late 1941, 1942, seeing these evacuees come around the corner virtually with an escort, hand in hand, and they knocked on people's doors. And next door to us, she had an evacuee called, he was Albert Tree, that stuck in my mind. And poor Albert had a, my mother said, and we realised that he had an awful time where he was billeted. I don't know the reasons why, but my mother used to say he wasn't having a very good time where he was billeted. And I remember going back to Den Road School, so there again, it must have been after I was seven, so probably when I was seven or eight, one dinner time, and there was all these children in the classroom occupying all our chairs, and they'd come with their teacher, and I can't remember if it was Winchester or Manchester, but one of those places. And I think the reason I remember that is because I was told to sit on the floor. And I said I didn't want to get my knickers dirty. I can remember that. And I was told to sit down anyway. And we had this teacher who came with them, who we absolutely hated, as children do, called Miss Pork. It was P-A-L-K. But we used to call her Miss Pork, of course. And we had to learn this dire song. It was either called Farewell Manchester or Farewell Winchester. I don't know which it was, because that's where she came from. But in spite of the crowded classes, we all still managed to pass a scholarship and go to the high school. So.